Editorial by Orissa Kane. Leaving the warmth of the spacious atrium. Correspondence is a biannual publication exploring the possibilities of art writing in Aotearoa. This volume, containing issues 2.1 and 2.2, have been informed by the idea of a spacious atrium. For me, the spacious atrium came to represent a kind of breathing room between other spaces in which to explore ideas within my writing practice. For the invited writers, the metaphor was interpreted differently. It could be said that a collective structure was formed between these interpretations. Find yourself a back copy of Correspondence 2.1 to read more about corridors, sun traps, and geospatial dashboards. Correspondence 2.2 returns once more to the spacious atrium, stretching its boundary towards the sky and to Aachen. Both distance and connection can be felt within many of the contributions within this issue. Connections between correspondence, between subjects in the diaspora, between dislocated image fragments, and between the artists and their kites. Interspersed throughout this issue, you'll find stills from Marie Shannon's moving image work, The Aachen Faxes. 2012. The work takes its content from the correspondence Julian Dashbus sent, mostly by fax, to his partner Marie Shannon during a residency in Aachen, Germany, in 1995. Within the text-based artwork, reoccurring references to weather and time emphasize the distance between Dashbus and Shannon, between Germany and New Zealand. Despite the relative speed of fax machines in the 1990s, taking only minutes rather than the weeks of waiting for a letter to arrive in the post, the Aachen Faxes captures the presence of longing across distances, something which the faster correspondence of today still fails to erase. The selection of stills in this issue were chosen with these things in mind: time, geographical distance, and the weather. I encourage you to experience the original moving image work, which can be found on the Circuit Artist Moving Image website, with the slow drawn tones of a cello, which comprise the soundtrack. Thank you, Marie Shannon, for permission to publish these stills. I've never spent so long considering the possible expanses travelled by images in both their printed and unprinted lost tone of forms. I've also never come across such a poetic and interesting description of the movements of toner and paper within a copy printer than in Lucy Mail's contribution, Particle Images. Mail explores image and particle distribution, referencing and expanding on Ziggy Lever's Image After Imago from Correspondence 2.1. She describes how some of the fine toner evades thermal adhesion to paper and becomes, quote, like pollen or dust in their ability to wander on the air or hitch a ride on a trouser hem, end quote. On an utterly windless, sunny day in April, I went with Millie Godfrey to fly a kite at Waimairi Beach for the Aerodynamicas project, organised by Millie Janitas and Nicola Farquhar, joined by many other friends and artists. Those who couldn't be there on the day sent kites in their stead, including our contributors Lucy Mail and Ziggy Lever. Godfrey's lyrical account of the day captures the lightness of letting go and running shoes off along the beach with a falling kite trailing behind, precisely, I think, what the project set out to achieve. Being social, the context in which the VAR has to embed itself, is an extract from Albert Rafferty's doctoral thesis, which considers the concept of VAR in the context of the Samoan diaspora. As you'll read, quote, in its traditional Samoan setting, VAR is the organizing principle in which things are given their place and relations are forged between people, as well as people and objects, and space and territory. End quote. And so I return again to thinking about distance and the persistent connections between people and places. Adjournments in chess are no longer so common as they once were, before shorter time controls were introduced around the 1990s. Previously, a game might go on for 5 or 6 hours, at which point a player would call an adjournment so as to continue the game another time. While Balamo Hanshangare and Kosyun Kululeko's game of correspondence chess has spanned a period of 8 months, an end has not been reached and an adjournment has been called for. Correspondence Game 2022-23, Part 2, Adjournment, continues the epistolary email exchanges of two friends, sharing chess gossip, music recommendations, and stories.